Why do you give a rat's ass?
Because I want to see what she says in the next few days.
Why do you care?
I don't know.
You're just one. You're like a lemming. Stop it.
1.9 million people can't be wrong.
Yes, they can. They could all be wrong.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. I just looked up the Caitlyn Jenner, you know, Bruce Jenner came out yesterday as Caitlyn Jenner. And everybody's welcoming him to the world like he was just born, which is kind of an interesting way to do it. Like, welcome to the world,
Caitlyn. On the cover of Vanity Fair.
Right. And so I heard that yesterday that she got 4 million followers in 4 hours, which is an incredible new record.
Yeah.
Quicker than President Obama got his Twitter followers.
That's wonderful.
So I figured I'd go look, she only sent out three tweets so far.
That right there is the biggest disgusting problem with society as we know it.
The president can't get the most followers.
Whether you support the president or you don't support the president, I don't give a rat's ass. The fact that some dude who used to be an Olympian turned into a chick is a bigger star and a bigger celebrity, is bigger than the president of the United States, that's disgusting.
Well, got more Twitter followers quicker. No, it won't be. You know why? Because it's the first. You know, I said it a while ago.
He's not the first person to have this surgery.
The first very out in the open, very mainstream transgender situation. This is the beginning. I'm telling you, this is the big one.
You know what he is? Yeah. He's the first person to profit like a mother of effer off of the surgery. That's he's the first of.
Is he really making a lot of money? He made money for that interview, I'm sure.
He made money for the interview. What do you think? He did Vanity Fair in his spare time? He just felt like doing it? No way.
That's true.
No way. All the public speaking he's about to do, you think he's going to give those checks to people who need it? No.
Caitlyn's first tweet was a picture of her on Vanity Fair's cover. That was her first tweet.
Yeah.
And then the second one, she said...
And our program director was trying to get me to look at the rack. Bro, if you didn't know that was Bruce Jenner, you're not throwing her...
Well, not the cover of Vanity Fair. It's... The face, it doesn't really do her justice compared to some of the other pictures where she looks better. Absolutely. There's one in a sports car where you're like, oh, that's a good-looking woman. You don't realize. Her second tweet was, I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world, Caitlyn. Can't wait for you to get to know her/me. Hmm. And then her third tweet was about the tweets. Another Jenner world record, and at 65, who'd have thought? Humbled and honored to have reached 1 million followers in 4 hours. Thank you for your support.
And they have it.
Stop it!
And they have it right there. Me, me, me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't, for the life of me, understand why. I know what we have to do for a living. I get it. Mm-hmm. I just don't, for the life of me, understand why you give a rat's ass to see what this guy, whatever, is going to say.
I want to see what she says over the next few days.
But why?
Interesting to see what.
What is interesting about it?
Comes out of it. What? Because I think this is the very beginning of the mainstreaming of transgender. So it's interesting to me that what's going on.
It's already mainstreamed.
No, it's already.
Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares.
Apparently they do.
Nobody
you're wrong. They're on the
nobody
cover.
Cares
there's 2 million
about
people following
because they watched that stupid reality show from his dopey ass daughters who have no talent. That's the only reason half of these kids. They don't know Bruce Jenner, the Olympian. They know Bruce Jenner, the stepfather from that skank.
Okay,
that's what they know.
It's still interested. They are interested. It's just going on. It's something going on.
How old are you?
51.
I want to find out from Twitter how many people over the age of 50 follow Bruce Jenner today.
Only the guys with a thing for transgender women.
That's hot.
6:05, rain of 56 today. Here's that. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, is 6:15. If you're just waking up, there is a story that is the biggest story, no question about it, in the world right now. Caitlyn Jenner is here.
And apparently the phone, everybody wants to talk about it, so we'll take your calls next.
Yeah, it's what people are talking about today.
Oh,
I mean,
my
it is
God.
Overnight has become, from yesterday afternoon, has become the biggest story everybody's talking
and
about.
And I blame you.
ISIS comes in second, I guess. It's so weird.
Right.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long
it's a good thing they already got Bin Laden.
Right.
Or else that would be good neck and neck.
Right. The dark side's calling out of the misery. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 6:18, rain today and a high of 56. yesterday, the day Caitlyn Jenner introduced herself to the world. And that would be the former Bruce Jenner, Olympian, and dad on meeting the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, coming out on Vanity Fair's cover and with other pictures, too. She's in a sports car and a red dress, looking pretty good.
I think she's in a Whitesnake video next week.
Possibly. She's got the big hair.
She's on the cover of a Jaguar.
There's one picture of her in a black and something dress where, I mean, he's got big boobs. I don't know. I guess he had the implants. I don't think you can do all that with just like injections or whatever. Of some sort of hormone, but he's got some pretty big cans in that picture. And I didn't say hands, I said cans. This guy, we have a guy who's been on hold who's got a question about the whole thing. He's got kids. What is your question about Bruce Jenner coming out as Caitlyn Jenner? Go ahead.
So my kids, as they grow up, they're young now, but as they grow up and start meeting girls or guys, is it really a girl or a guy? Is this something that these people in the future are going to have to disclose? Or is it something that's just going to be the new norm?
I don't think becoming a transgender is ever going to be the new normal. Like, I don't think people are going to grow up. I think people now understand, have the option. If they don't feel right in their skin, they have an option.
Right.
And that's great. Have the option.
Right.
I just can't look at the way the media is treating this one case and putting him out there, and he's making all this money. Mm-hmm. They're throwing money at this. Yeah. They didn't throw money at Chaz Bono. They are throwing millions upon millions upon millions of dollars at this guy, and he's just sitting there saying, I just hope that somebody can look at me and know that there are options out there. Well, you know what? If you really care about it, take the millions and millions and millions you're doing and put it towards transgender causes. God knows you made enough off the reality show. Just something. Stop the whole look at Bruce Jenner. Oh, he's such a... ESPN is giving him the Sam Ash Award
for Arthur courage. Ash.
The author at Sam Ash. The author
Along
Ash
Along with electric guitar.
Yeah. All right, that was funny. Hey, we should just end on that. I'll start over after the break.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, take care.
My bad.
10% off guitars this weekend. The Bruce Jenner, no penis sale. Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, Ibanez.
Okay.
All discounted.
Okay.
The Sam Ash Award for Bruce Jenner.
Right. On ESPN tonight.
All right.
Keyboards, microphones, big all microphones, right. No microphones.
We're all perfect, aren't we?
Sale on congas.
Big congas, little congas, round congas. Drum heads, no heads.
So it is the Arthur Ashe Award, not the Sam Ashe Award that ESPN is giving him.
Yeah, for courage.
621.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
The Sam Ash Courage Sale this weekend.
Do we have his song next? He put a song out?
We do.
Do we have his song next?
He's not only already active on Twitter, but already has like a song out.
He hit the studio already?
Already did. Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow.
Singing next.
Must have 26 hours in a day, that guy.
Right now, 621. That girl, exactly. Biggest story in the world right now. Bruce Jenner, Olympian, former Bruce, becomes Caitlyn Jenner. Cover of Vanity Fair is now on Twitter as Caitlyn_Jenner.
Star of a Whitesnake video.
Right.
And recording artist.
And recording artist has had the time to put out a quick clip, a taste of a song.
Right.
Upcoming. Here is Caitlyn Jenner on BAB.
Hey, I just met you. I'm not Olympian. Got great boobs now. So call me Caitlyn. It's hard to look at. My penis dangling. It's over here now. But call me Caitlyn. No, really, have you seen my tits?
Just a snippet.
I guess that's all. He doesn't want to release the whole thing.
I guess the whole album's coming out soon.
Probably looking for a record contract with a six-figure deal.
Shopping it around.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure all that money he makes off the record is going to go to transgender causes.
Good thing that hook dropped. We can play it.
What?
When you drop a new, when it's a new song, you drop it. That's what I hear from the kids.
Like it's hot?
That's it. 102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 632, if you're just waking up, we're talking about Caitlyn Jenner, who came out yesterday on the cover of Vanity Fair and in social media is everywhere, has 2 million followers on Twitter already. It's a virtual explosion of a news story. It's the biggest story that's going on right now. Guy with a question. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Good morning. Hey, can I just ask, Jenna want? Does he want to be with guys or girls? Or I don't understand it, you know?
He said in his interview that he's not interested in guys. He's still interested in women.
Well, don't understand. It's like you said, give some of your money away. You poor bastard.
Well, because he really, from the inside, feels like a woman. He has said for all his, like for 40 years or something. So now at 65, he's doing it. And
God bless you for following, for making yourself happy. I'll say it a million. No, and I'm not doing it. I'm not kidding.
Eating us from the inside out, but
listen,
this is more work. I don't understand it.
I'm not. Listen, you know what? It's not for us to understand. If you want to go, if this is what makes people happy, go do it. But to give this guy, you're going to put this guy on ESPN. They're going to give this guy an award for courage. What about the people who don't have the money?
Yeah, it is so much easier for him than for just a regular Joe who has to do it, who works at a $8.50, $50 an hour job.
If he's smart,
much tougher.
He goes on stage at the ESPYs and brings 40 transgenders on stage with him and says something like, this isn't about me. This is about the people who weren't in the position that I'm in. Put the light on. Right. Help those people.
Yep.
Right now, it's all me. Me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And to me, that's disgusting.
That's what was pissing me off so bad. I couldn't take it this more. I was like, this is ridiculous, you know?
His song's
God
funny, though. Take care.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, what's going to happen with Dick's, Dick's Sporting Goods now?
What? you jumped the shark.
Goodbye.
You're not going to play his jam?
Oh, yeah, we got to hear the jam one more time,
play
Brett.
Play his jam.
Caitlyn Jenner, here she is.
By request.
Yep.
Hey, I just met you. I'm not Olympian, got great boobs now, so call me Caitlin. It's hard to look at, my penis dangling, it's over here now, but call me Caitlin. No, really, have you seen my tits?
Talented. That made me laugh each time.
She's talented.
She's very talented.
Right.
Still working on the voice. 634, rain today, 56, here's Ted.
In Nassau County, Southern...
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 643.
East End Jeremy's on the line. He's got a lot of questions with this. You know,
with the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I just...
He started with how much we would each pay to sleep with her, but I think we'll...
You know, I'm getting...
That's like, kind of a ridiculous question, so we'll get to the rest of his questions.
I'm getting messages on Facebook like, I am anti-transgender.
Are you really?
I don't think how many times I've said this morning that I'm all for everybody doing whatever it takes to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be a whore about it.
Right.
That's it.
Right, we'll talk to East End and his questions, which may be a lot of the questions you have, too.
I mean,
coming next.
See, that's the problem.
About Caitlyn Jenner, the ex Bruce Jenner. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Ow. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 648, rain today and a high of 56. Well, I'll tell you, it's what everybody is thinking and talking about because it is everywhere. Caitlyn Jenner came out yesterday, Bruce Jenner, now as a transitioned, almost transitioned woman.
By the way, just real quick,
on the cover of Vanity
before
Fair.
We get to the calls, did you hear that now? I think it was Connecticut. Were you listening to the news on the way in this morning?
Yeah, I heard.
And in Connecticut, now they can just have their birth certificate changed.
Yes, if you want to change your sex, you can change your...
On your birth certificate.
Driver's license, everything.
Yeah, without having had any surgery done. Without having...
Correct.
Changed your gender.
You just need a note from your doctor saying maybe you took some hormones or are on your way, something like that, and a guy can become female like that.
Yeah.
And vice versa, of course.
That seems... I have a note from my doctor. Jesus Christ.
East End Jeremy's on the line, of course, speaking for all of 95.3 FM land. With many questions about this, East End, about the Caitlyn Jenner transformation, the whole deal. What do you got?
Do you think that he or she were Pulitzer Playboy?
No way. No way.
Can you imagine?
No way. Playboy would ruin their brand if they did it.
Okay,
it would ruin their brand.
I think it would be the biggest selling issue ever.
It might be, but
it would ruin the
brand.
You're
right. It would really...
It would ruin Playboy.
Yeah, a lot of Playboy guys.
I agree.
Because you've never seen a woman on the cover of Playboy that wasn't gorgeous. Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner? The word gorgeous is not what I would use.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Honestly, want to know, JP and Rod, your first reaction when you saw the picture of Bruce Jenner on Vanity Fair. What was your first word?
Oh, God.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God, here we go. Because I knew it was going to be. And Brett said this earlier. He goes, I've never seen. When's the last time we saw a story like this that filled up your newsfeed, whether it was on Facebook or if you're on Twitter or if you're just like doing research like we do for the show every day? When's the last time the last time we saw anything as near as big as this?
All encompassing.
Was probably Bin Laden.
wow. That's crazy, man.
Well, I mean, there might have been one or two things in the middle there, but this size, probably Bin Laden.
Yeah, and this is only beginning.
And that is disgusting. Or maybe one of ISIS's beheadings or something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah. It was so screwed up. What we think of is important and interesting in this country. You never know.
Jeremy, that right there is the problem, and that right there is the point.
But, JP, what pisses you off more, the money or, like, you know, what he's doing at the me bit? What pisses you off more?
The selling of it, because, and here's the deal, we have a guy, woman, that, you know, that's called into our show a bunch of times, and I forget her name.
Lily,
right? And this person is going from male to female, and is in kind of in the middle of it, doesn't have the money, is struggling, families kind of turn their back on him a little bit, jobs kind of turn their back, that's the one who's, and that dude, his girl, is still moving forward. Right? Every day. Doesn't know what they're going to face every day. And this guy, because he was on a reality show, and it's much more the reality show, and Roger and I will disagree on this, it's much more the reality show than it is the Olympian. And I think Roger's right. It's probably the perfect combination of the two.
That's what I mean.
But that person, Lily, is dying a little every day, just trying to survive. Yeah. And they're throwing millions of dollars at this clown. And as of right now, he's done nothing for these people that they're having him represent.
As you said before, if this was a this is not the first transgender. This is the first time, you know, this person's cut their genitals off and became a woman.
He hasn't done that.
He hasn't done that yet, by the way.
How much is that going for on eBay, you think? What do you think?
That's crazy. That'd be interesting, though.
Would be. How much? I'd say $3 million.
All right, we gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Later.
He was doing so good, too.
Dude, I put Bruce Jenner's junk in a jar on my shelf.
Couldn't afford it.
I couldn't afford it. I do a Kickstarter.
652. All right. I mean, a lot of good points, a lot of interesting points.
I do a Kickstarter and I put it right here in the lobby. So all along
is that what you do?
Yeah, it's on display.
WBAB and WBLI Radio and the Bruce Jenner Junk Museum.
Right next to our on-air personalities of the year from the New York State Broadcasters Award, we put Bruce Jenner's junk.
Children under 12 enter free.
Right. You get it.
Rain in 56 today. Here's Ted with a rose.
Some shirts.